Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're talking about the power we all have to shape our own narratives. That's right, rewrite your story. Let's get into it. Life is not a fixed script. It's a story that's constantly unfolding, shaping our choices, experiences, and beliefs. At times, we may feel trapped by our past, defined by our struggles, or limited by our narratives that we've been told about ourselves. But the truth is, no matter where you are in your journey of life, you have the power to rewrite your story. Transformation begins the moment you decide your past does not define your future. It is the realization that you are not bound by old patterns, past mistakes, or the expectations of others. You are the author of your life, and at any point, you can turn the page and start a new chapter. So the power of change is a journey, and it's all about letting go of the limiting beliefs, reframing your perspective, and stepping into the person you were always meant to be. And we will unpack actionable strategies and inspiring, events that explore how to break free from the narratives that hold you back and create a new empowering vision for your life. And understand that transformation is not about becoming someone else. It's about uncovering the strength, wisdom, potential that we all have that's been there all along. And it requires courage, it requires resilience, and a willingness to step outside of your comfort zone. But understand the reward is a life that aligns with your true self, a life of purpose, a life of fulfillment, and endless possibilities. So are you ready to take control of your story, to let go of the past, embrace the present, and create the future you deserve? If so, let's begin. We often think of our life story as something that's already been written, a fixed narrative we're simply playing out. But what if I told you that you have the power to rewrite your story, to change the narrative, to create a new chapter filled with hope, purpose, and joy? This episode isn't about denying the past or pretending difficult experience didn't happen. It's about recognizing that we have the agency to reframe our past, choose how we interpret it, and consciously create a future that aligns with our true selves and our core values. So we're going to get real and raw about the challenges of letting go of the old stories and explore how to embrace the power to rewrite our narratives and create the lives we truly desire. We'll explore what it means to rewrite your story, discuss the common obstacles that can keep us stuck in old narratives, and unpack practical strategies for identifying limiting beliefs, challenging negative self-talk, and consciously creating a new and empowering story for your life. And we'll be very honest and transparent about the vulnerability and courage required to rewrite our narratives, but also celebrate the immense liberation and joy that comes with taking control of our stories and creating a future filled with possibility. So, what does it mean to rewrite your story? It's about reframing the past, choosing how you interpret past experiences, and just, finding meaning in them. So think of what happened to you. Think of whatever situations that, really consume you from the past, and reflect on how you're looking at those experiences. That's what it's all about. Reframing the past, the lenses that you're viewing the challenges and the situations from. And also, another way it's about challenging limiting beliefs and identify and dismantle those negative beliefs that hold you back. And most importantly, it's about creating a new narrative, consciously choosing the story that you want to tell about your life and taking ownership of your life, taking accountability, recognizing that you have the power to shape your future. Everything that you do today, the past is behind you. You've already wrote that story, but everything that you do today from here on out, you have the ability to rewrite and reconstruct your narrative. So make a conscious decision about that. And most importantly, live with intention. Make conscious choices that align with your values and goals. So be intentional. Just doing things just because, just going through the motions of something that you've already experienced and written years ago, you have to be intentional. You have to get outside of that box and be intentional with your thought process, be intentional with your time, and most importantly, be intentional with your actions and how you're conducting yourself and how they align with your values and goals. And embrace your true, authentic self. Embrace all of your uniqueness and understand how important it is to live a life that is true to who you are. So what are some things that keep us stuck in old narratives? One of the biggest things is fear of change, the comfort of the familiar, even when it's not serving us. Like some people hold on to things that don't even serve them. Learn how to let it go. Learn how to embrace that change and the unknown. And another thing that keeps us stuck in old narratives is negative self-talk, the constant stream of critical thoughts and reinforcing those old stories that are negative and most importantly, just not good for us overall. And another one is attachment to the past, holding on to old hurts, resentments, or regrets. That fosters so much bitterness, and bitterness doesn't look good. It's just not a good look. It doesn't look good on you. It doesn't look good on me. So understand that you have to let go of old hurts and old pain, and you have to get rid of that bitterness because it creates bitterness when you hold on to all of the resentment and regret. So live life in the moment and let go of the past. Another one is lack of self-awareness, not fully understanding your own patterns and beliefs. I'm so critical regarding self-awareness. You have to see yourself. You have to look in the mirror and identify what patterns you have, how you're acting, how you're conducting yourself. Because 9 times out of 10, sometimes we're repeating some things that aren't good things for us, that aren't as healthy for us. So be aware and, you know, be mindful and practice that level of awareness. And if you struggle with it, work on ways to increase your mindfulness and self-awareness so that you can identify how those patterns are showing up, because that lack of self-awareness is a really big downfall. And another one is external influences, the opinions and expectations of others. So that is something that truly will keep you stuck in the old narratives. If you think about other people's opinions and what they think of your life and your past, their opinions doesn't matter. It's all about you and what you want to accomplish and what you see in your future. Whatever you do today, clear your mind, drown out the noise, and rewrite your story. Focus on today. So I'm getting ahead of myself. So let's unpack some practical strategies for rewriting your story. This is where the magic happens. Identify your limiting beliefs, how you're doubting yourself. What negative thoughts or beliefs do you hold about yourself and your potential? What ways are you psyching yourself out, telling yourself that you're not good enough, that you don't deserve the life of your dreams? Because guess what? You do. Identify those areas where you're thinking that way and work on self-correction. Challenge your negative self-talk. Question how valid those negative thoughts are and replace them with more positive and empowering affirmations, and reframe your past experiences. Look for new meaning in the past and understand, you know, know how you can learn and how you can grow from that. And visualize your desired future. Imagine a life you want to create. What does it look like? How does it feel? Set clear goals and take actions. Break down your desired future into smaller things that you want to achieve, because you are the writer. So write your story, whatever your dream life looks like for you, whatever your passions and desires look like for you. Don't worry about how you fell short in the past. Today is a new day for you to rewrite your story and get at it again, get going, and work towards whatever it is that you desire. You have the pen and you have the ability to rewrite your story and your narrative. Another one is just surround yourself with positive influences. I'm the type of person, I cut a lot of negative people off. There's no room in my circle of my life for that. So identify who's around you and always have that positive influence. Spend time with people who support and encourage you, and practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself and your thought process. It takes time and effort to rewrite your story. Rewriting your story, yes, you have the pen. Yes, you have all of these ideas of what you want your future to look like, but it takes time to thoroughly execute that. So be patient in the process with yourself and acknowledge anything that you accomplish along the way, and understand that rewriting your story is a journey of self-discovery, a journey of healing and empowerment. And it's about taking control of your narrative and creating a life that is truly authentic and fulfilling. So ask yourself, what story are you ready to rewrite? Let that sink in. How are you going to elevate in life? We're getting rid of the past. That's old news. And whatever you want, you will rewrite it today. So what does that look like for you personally? Reflect on how can you rewrite your story and elevate and transform your life today? Life is not meant to be lived on autopilot. Each of us has the power to, you know, just write our story and rise above the limitations, break free from our past, and create a new life that is rich in purpose, success, and fulfillment. But in order to do so, we must make that conscious decision today that we're going to elevate. Elevating your life is about more than achieving your goals. It's about stepping into the best version of yourself. It's about shifting your mindset, building better habits, and embracing growth in every area, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. It's about refusing to settle for less than what you are capable of, and daring to dream bigger than your past. Do more and become more. This is your transformation guide, and it will also challenge you to break through self-imposed barriers and just empower yourself and be intentional towards your actions in life for the life that you desire. And remember the strategies. It's all about the mindset, shifting, reframing your thought to discover how to create a lasting change, find deeper meaning in your life, and unlock the limitless potential within you. And understand the pen, the vision, and rewriting. Growth is not accidental, it's intentional. And elevating your life requires commitment, discipline, and the willingness to push beyond your comfort zone. So don't think rewriting your story is just something that you're doing. It's about action. You have to put in that action, and you have to get comfortable getting outside of your comfort zone. And the reward is so worth it. It's a life that will be filled with passion, purpose, and the kind of success that aligns with your true self, your goals, and values. So you have to rise above, you have to level up, and you have to understand that the past is behind you, and today is a new day to rewrite your story and to make bold moves and be courageous and elevate your life. Now is the time to rewrite that story, and it's a time for transformation. So it's a new season for you. The past is behind you and the future is ahead of you. So what will your story look like? Now is the perfect time to own your story and embrace your transformation. Your life is not defined by where you started or by the challenges that you face. It's shaped by the choices you make today moving forward. Transformation is not about erasing your past. It's about rewriting the narrative, reclaiming your power, and stepping boldly into the life you were meant to live. So we have explored how to break free from limiting beliefs, reframe your perspective, and take intentional steps towards growth. You have seen that change is possible, not because life hands it to you, but simply because you have the courage to create it. But transformation is not a single event. It's an ongoing journey, and it requires commitment, self-reflection, and the willingness to embrace discomfort in pursuit of something greater. There will be obstacles, moments of doubt, and times when the old stories try to pull you back, something from your past, but don't let it pull you back. Don't let it get to you mentally. It's in those moments, remind yourself, you are the author of your story. You have the power to turn the page, to rewrite the script, and create the future that aligns with the highest potential. You have that power. So as you move forward, embrace your growth. Let go of what no longer serves you and trust in your ability to evolve and to elevate. Your transformation is not about becoming someone new. It's about stepping into the most authentic, powerful, and fulfilling version of yourself. And I want you to understand that elevating your life is not a one-time event. It is a lifelong commitment to growth, self-discovery, and transformation. And it's all in your daily decisions, day after day, to rise above limitations. Challenge yourself and step into the fullest expressions of who you are meant to be in the future. The mindset shift, the habits, the actions that lead to true elevation. So it's all about growth, and growth does not happen by chance. It happens by choice. It happens when you refuse to settle, when you push beyond your fears and be courageous, and when you embrace the discomfort of change in pursuit of something greater. Understand that this is an ongoing process, but you must evolve, and you must not get down about things in your past, challenges that you face, setbacks that you experience, disappointment that you've experienced. Those things are signs to not stop. They are opportunities to rise even higher and to write a better story. Every step forward, no matter how small, is a step towards the life you envision. So as you move forward, remember, you have everything to write your story within you, to create the life you desire. The power to elevate is in your hands. So keep setting new goals, keep pushing past limitations, and most importantly, keep believing in yourself as you rewrite your story. This is your moment, this is your journey. Elevate, rise, and step bold into the extraordinary life that awaits you, because the best is yet to come. What small step can you take today to begin the process of creating a new and empowering narrative in your life? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you are the author of your own life story. Embrace your power to rewrite your narrative and create a future filled with possibility, joy, hope, and purpose. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast. podcast.